Today is Wednesday, November the 21st, 318th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisor, out of the 5th, Ryan Sundberg.
How are you doing?
Good, good. Yourself?
I'm doing great.
Really?
Really.
Even with the election as it came down, you're doing great?
Yeah. Not gonna. Not the end of my world.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll talk about the impact of tax increases then.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. Because it's not the end of your world.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that. We got a couple of other things we want to talk about also, including the choo-choo. We've got, what is the role of ad hoc committees? We'll talk a little bit about that also, and then we'll take a little bit of time to talk about, I guess one of your buddies, the Mechanical Services District, the unexpected changeover at the helm. We'll talk about that also. So we got a bunch of things to do. Happy Thanksgiving, almost everybody. Maybe almost Thanksgiving. Well, there's not like Thanksgiving Eve, is there?
No.
There's never turkey. Okay.
Unless you're like a big shopper.
Well, you know what that means then. Happy Thanksgiving evening, everybody. We'll be back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. But before we do, our quote this afternoon, Ring Lardner, sometime between 1885 and 1933, quote, "She had two complexions, AM and PM."
Oh. That one could get you in trouble.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
except for my wife. She's beautiful all the time.
Two complexions, wonderful and better.
I hope she's listening.
Yeah. You don't want to waste a good compliment, do you?
I don't have to bring flowers home tonight.
Yeah, you think not. Let's talk a little bit about the services district. I would think that it's challenging any time when the leader of an organization, whether it's an executive director, general manager, boss, owner, whatever it might happen to be, die suddenly. Mm-hmm. If somebody takes a job unexpectedly, there's opportunities for contact. Tom Cook, when he died, I know it was like a jaw-dropping event. This one, I think, is a very, very similar in that. So why don't you share a little bit about your impressions?
Yeah, it was nice. I got to see both sides of his personality. It was his personal side and his professional side. And one of the ways that we did that was he was the manager at the McKinneyville Community Services District, and we worked together, me as supervisor, him as general manager, and we had some things we worked real well on, and sometimes we, you know, butted heads on other things, which is completely fine, but we, you know, we're friends all through that. And he was also the president of Mad River Rotary in McKinleyville this year, and I was telling the group yesterday at our meeting there, last year they had this, every president does something a little different in the Rotary, and they came up with this buddy system where you would call your buddy and make sure they were coming to Rotary, and they're trying to get the, make sure everybody's showing up, and then you give them a guilt trip if they didn't. And Norman Chopin was my buddy for that year, so we would banter back and forth, and most of the time, because he was busy and I was busy, so we didn't get to make all the meetings. And So
you couldn't practice your Catholicism, and nor could he, if you both weren't there.
I'm just not.
I'm okay. Yeah. You're okay.
Yeah. Let's just not say anything. Huh? Yeah. So we had a good time with that, and yeah, I mean, it was really unexpected. I mean, no indicator that he was sick or anything, so that we knew of. And it's they did hire an interim that from within. Greg Orsini, who's been there a very long time, and I've known him for a while too, and I think he'll do great. He was the interim before Norm came on 3 years ago, so he's had a taste for it already, and he'll do a great job. And yeah, so it kind of thrown everything into a little bit of turmoil, and the board, you know, was calling, trying to figure out what meetings were set up and all, you know, the what projects was he working on, and you know, the sudden part of it is the, you know, that's the, you don't have time to plan for all these little things that come up.
And that's how I would think it would be challenging, because there is lip service to, oh, well, you want to have everything down in writing so somebody else can pick up if you're, you know, on vacation or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But nobody really ever checks up on those things. You know, let's say Phil in your office. No, it's not a wish, Phil. Something happens and he's gone. Boom. Okay. Maybe he gets that once-in-a-lifetime job to own an island in the South Seas. How's that? Not the state of Kansas. That happens. Boom, he's gone. And incommunicado. How much of his stuff is able to be picked up? Or you decide to run off with the family somewhere. Mm-hmm. How much of that stuff really is in your head, in your notes, discernible, not understandable? You know, all those types of things. You know, I think we're all probably guilty of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I think there's organizations that do a better job of it than others, and he's got a, you know, a staff there that, you know, Phil's a good delegator, and I think, you know, they in the CEO's office, they have a good idea of what's going on, and I would probably be harder for a supervisor because we don't have a big staff that does all the little things that, you know, and we end up doing a lot of the phone calls and letters and follow up and all the little things that the supervisors do in their districts. And so I think it would be different. It would be a lot harder to pick up the pieces from a supervisor.
And you had Jill to transition, mm-hmm. and she still hangs around, we understand.
Yeah. And, you know,
in the neighborhood, so to speak. So you have that contact.
I was lucky because, you know, you have other times when there is a more adversarial.
Yeah, different political. Somebody beats somebody in a race.
Yeah, and they just don't pass anything on. You get a box full of papers sitting on the desk when you walk in the first day, and that's all you get.
Knock your socks off, kid.
I've heard, talking to other supervisors, it's been like that before. And you just go and pick up the pieces, and I'm sure there's things that drop between the cracks, and you have to go chase them around and put out the fires for a little bit, but you know, everything ends up working out eventually. You know, I'm not irreplaceable, and most other people aren't either. You know,
I think that's probably the biggest thing. You know, we talk about succession plans, mm-hmm. but you know, some do and some don't. KINS News and Information Times 3:19.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. On to more pleasant things. I mean, turnover obviously is pleasant for some, not pleasant for others. It depends on what side of that fence you're on, yeah.
Not in that case.
No, so not at all.
We're really going to miss him.
Yeah, and legacy is something also, and I would think that that's a balance. You know, you want to have long-term staff members because mm-hmm. of that institutional knowledge, and they know where to go to find the information rather than wondering if the information exists and then where to find it.
Yeah.
Does a county do a good job in developing succession plans?
I think they do in the departments.
The non-electeds?
Yeah. But, you know, what do you do with the electeds? We're a breed of our own, and But the departments do, I think they do a good job. They've got enough structure in them to where people rise up and come through and go out, and they're used to it. It's happened over time, over and over. I'm not worried about that with the different departments.
But how about for the electeds? Is that something? I mean, you can't force it necessarily, but I would think that would be part of the stewardship.
Yeah. What
win, lose, or draw? Here's my binder of, like Jimmy, my contacts. Mm-hmm. Here's a binder of projects in process. A little bit of the history of it. I mean, I would need it, I think, simply for myself.
Yeah, it would be nice, but I'm sure, you know, I've heard that, you know, when there's not a happy relationship between the person coming in and the person leaving, which can happen in a heated supervisor race, you would not get the information that you
Does the would. iPad help to smooth that transition out a little bit?
Not yet. They're still
working. I know you haven't done it yet.
Yeah, they're still working on the how to get all that information into there.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't bring yours with you.
No. You might make me look something up and ruin everything.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll spot you on that one. Let's talk a little bit about this ad hoc advisory group that you guys have in association with the general plan update. Some who we've talked to think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Some think that you've lost two of your three-digit income, or pardon me, not income, intelligence, and that why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. From a practical perspective, how do you think this is going to work out? Not for the general plan specifically, but for future documents and future efforts. Is this going to be the template to be used?
Hopefully not. You know, I think in a perfect world, this process would have went through the Planning Commission and people would have been satisfied. They didn't get everything they wanted, but they felt like their voice was heard and the decision was made one way or the other for various reasons that you've probably had over and over on your show. There's a large segment of the of people who don't feel like that, and I don't feel like that either. And I've talked to my planning commissioner and said, you know, what do you think about this plan? And you know, and some of them are just, there's, you know, well, this is your job now to figure it out. You know, we did our best, and here you go. And others feel like they took all the public comment, and this is a really good document. And there's, you know, so there's a wide range of voices on that too.
Which my is probably pretty good.
Yeah, I guess. my personal opinion is it still has a bunch of work left to do in it to make it a sustainable general plan long term, where all these little things that are in there don't end up making us hire, you know, a bunch more planning staff to be able to handle it, and then also you know, when someone comes in for a permit, if they're held up in there because we don't have the staff to take care of all these new rules, I just don't want to see that happen. And if it's something that duplicates something else, or if it's, you know, something that's unnecessary, it doesn't need to be in there, and they can't give me a good reason why, I think, you know, this thing just got it's gotten really big, and it's not because I don't understand it. It's because I want to know why it's in there. It's, you know,
well,
why.
Let me hit you with a couple quick questions.
Sure.
Since we've only got about a minute on this one.
Okay.
Okay. Is this dissatisfaction because the process has been politicized?
Partially.
Is this an attempt to increase staffing in the planning department? Do you have that as a gut sense?
I think that it kind of organically, this is my personal opinion, I think it organically grew, and as more and more people touched it over the years, they said, wouldn't it be nice to do this? Wouldn't it be nice to do this? Wouldn't it be nice to do, you know? And it went, and it just grew like that. I talked to Jill Duffy a while back, and nice, you know, said, how did we get to this point where, you know, what did you guys ask for at first? She said, well, we asked for an update. And over time, and you know, it's completely true that over time, the Board of Supervisors has asked for more and more things, and that's what they got.
KINS, News and Information Time is 3:30.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater's 29th season has 6 treats for its audiences. By next summer, it will have presented 2 musicals, 2 comedies, 1 contemporary drama, and a Shakespeare classic at its theater in downtown Eureka. Now playing is Anything Goes, a revival of a musical about antics on an ocean liner featuring Cole Porter's timeless music. Coming in January is American Buffalo, a revival of a Broadway drama about 3 small-time crooks who plan to steal a coin collection. Shakespeare's The Tempest comes in March, followed by Next to Normal, a musical with a contemporary score. The season wraps up with a comedy titled The Allergist's Wife. For details about the North Coast Rep season, visit their website, www.ncrt.net. That's www.ncrt.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and activities that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the concept of this ad hoc community group coming into the equation for the general plan at this point in the process, it seemed like everybody and their brother had ample time to make comment. Okay, now some of them may have been made 15 years ago, so perhaps perspectives have changed or circumstances have changed. I got that. But I think that's one of the weaknesses of taking so darn long, mm-hmm. is that the stuff you had in the front end isn't necessarily viable anymore, and you have to throw it away or go back and get some stuff at the tail end of this process.
Well, just think of the economic situation we're in compared to when they started this. You know, it was going gangbusters, and then you know, so you're predicting what you're going to need in the next 20 years with a great economy, and everybody can borrow as much money as they need and take out a second on their house and go buy cars and boats. And, you know, to now, I don't know if you've tried to get a loan lately, but or refinance your house, but they want every single detail about. I remember when I first bought a house, they said, "How much do you make?" And I wrote it down on the piece of paper. Well, now it's not like that. They wanted, you have to show your bank statements. You have to show your
tax returns,
yeah. Your paychecks. I mean, they don't mess around.
Well, see what happens when you become a supervisor?
Maybe it's just me, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Just a thought. Just a thought.
Okay. Well played. But so things have changed. The board has changed. And I think it's reasonable to expect that we're going to take a hard look at this thing, and the people who are on the Board of Supervisors have a responsibility to make sure this thing is what we want it to be, and it's not doing something you don't want it to do, and it reflects a reality that we are in right now. And
that makes a ton of sense. But why has it been allowed to take so long? I would think.
I wasn't there.
I know. So you can throw others. Yeah,
I'm going to throw others under the bus on that one.
I'm looking at, you know, any project, I would think you would be time bound. Okay, we need this done within 2 years. Mm. Okay, 3 years, whatever it is. And you hit it. Because
we could go
so much of this stuff would have been avoided if it had been that
window. We could probably do a whole show on why the general plan has taken this long. But that is not important to me right now. What's important to me is that the general plan is in front of the Board of Supervisors as proposed by the Planning Commission, and what that means for Humboldt County, and what does it mean passing it as is, or what needs to be changed. And my view is there's things that are in there that need to be changed, and is it better to wordsmith it in front of the cameras and, you know, us arguing over words, or is there this ad hoc committee that's decided to come together and is sick of watching us fight, and they're sick of fighting, is what they told us. And they said, we can come together and wordsmith some of this stuff collaboratively and bring it back quickly. I mean, my goal is to get this general plan done as quickly as possible.
Get her done, right?
Yeah, I don't want to see it go on any longer. I mean, I've decided to run again for supervisor, and I don't want it to be a campaign issue either. So it's, you know, if people don't, I keep hearing,
yeah, pretty soon you just, have authorship of this process. Yeah, you know, so that.
I mean, people who don't believe me that they think I want to stop this plan or restart it, or it is not, my goal is not, I want to get this thing done as fast as possible.
I would think getting it off the table would be a big deal. Do you have the sense that others are in that same position, that they want to get this thing wrapped up? Or is this a legacy project for some careers that they want it to be extended?
I think everybody is on the same page and wanting to get this thing done as quickly as possible for different reasons. And I know that there's, you know, it makes it for a good blog headline to say, or, you know, some kind of media thing to say, you know, Soups killed the general plan today, you know, because it probably gets a bunch of people to read it, but it's not true. You know, I know that's
blog?
Not true. That's what I've heard.
Oh, okay.
So, but I've seen it in the newspaper also. You know, that just wasn't true. It's my intention. I never even got a call from.
Let me ask you a question about that, because I'm not the biggest fan of media. Has the local media impacted this process either negatively or positively?
I think the local media, and it's not across the board, it's, you know, some do a better job than others, but I think that they have made more out of certain things than others have. And what really, in this last go around where I asked some questions about the general plan and what does it mean to take certain parts out and is it necessary to those are questions I think I'm required to ask for the people that I represent. And that was switched into me wanting to kill the general plan, and articles written without even calling me and asking me what my opinion on it was. It's just, I don't think it's good journalism, and it's not fair.
So I really kind of put you in that 50-50 spot there.
You really want to know how I feel about it?
No, not particularly. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
Hi, Meredith here from Don's Rental. At Don's Rental, we pride ourselves in being old-fashioned, like standing by our promise to give customers more than they ask for. But old-fashioned doesn't mean out of date. We have the largest selection of the most modern tools and equipment in the area. If there is a tool that makes completing a job faster, smoother, or easier, we buy it. Because providing the latest equipment is our old-fashioned commitment to our customers. Now, if I could only teach Russ how to check his email.
Don's Rental.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:44. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, this time of the year, obviously there's not a lot of construction going on, but what kind of sense do you have about the East-West Rail? The choo-choo train, I think, seems to be gaining momentum. It's interesting for me, and I'm concerned that there may be parallels with the general plan update process that could be thrown towards the East-West Rail. I think people have already made decisions without even having any information in front of them. I guess you'd say for political purposes, might be the simplest way. How do you see the train potential and the process that it's going through? Is it gaining momentum?
I think it is. Do I know whether it's going to work or not? I have no clue whatsoever. But the question posed to our board was, will you sign on to asking for a feasibility study, and will you send a representative to a group that's interested in this called Upstate something California, or I forget what the name of it is, but Rex is our delegate from there. And they didn't ask us for any money. That was important because we don't have any money. But, you know, just the thought, what I think I said at the meeting was, this is a big enough deal if it did happen. And I don't know what the time frame is or anything like that, but if it did happen, it's a big enough deal that it could change the economics in Humboldt County. And someone trying to figure out if that's feasible and they're trying to use someone else's money to do it, how do you, I have a hard time saying no to that.
What kind of timeline is that on? Do you have any sense? Because I know that the governments have had to sign off. I guess that's kind of what it's.
Yeah, just
the regular guy language. You know, sign off to allow the next step to occur.
Yeah, I know that the city of Eureka has tasked Dave Tyson to go out and get support, and he's not been turned down anywhere he's went, from what I know. They just had their first meeting last week on the Upstate group that came together. They had that out in Weaverville, and I was told that it went fairly well. I don't know any timelines. I do know that they are actively looking for grant money for the feasibility study, and whether that's privately given or I'm not sure where that process is at. But
does it matter?
I don't care. I know that we don't have it, so if they get it from somebody else, it's it doesn't matter to me where they get it from. But hopefully, I mean, it would make sense though that if they could, if there's a railroad. I heard, you know, there was a letter that came through from Pacific Railroad that it was, yeah, I think it was Pacific Railroad sent us a letter saying that they saw what we had signed on to the feasibility study and that we were interested in it. And, so I know it's on their radar. And, I mean, those are all positive things. So.
It's interesting. There is a special district for the airport, right? Mm. There is some kind of...
No, it's run through the county.
It's run through the county. I thought that there was some kind of a governing board, or it's an advisory board.
There's an advisory board, but they're an advisory board to the Board of Supervisors.
I'm wondering, in 20 years, what's going to have more positive economic impact to this county? The airport, or if this train comes into being?
Well, I think that, you know, the train thing would be huge if it's, you know, they just need to find out if it's feasible. I mean, that's the first baby step they need to take, is to find that out and say, you know, is this something that can be done or not? And then,
but we're still looking to the government entities that have spawned the concept of the bullet train as being somebody who's going to make it some kind of decision on this, right? The state is going to have some determination.
I don't see how it could happen without the state being involved. It's just, you know, there's too many salamanders.
In Sacramento, in the Capitol building?
No,
or out in the hills?
In between here and Redding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, being called an amphibian is probably a step up from being called a reptile, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Just want to get our pecking order straight, so you know, if there's any feedback on this one, I want to know if this is a positive statement or perhaps not. Right. And we went the entire show without saying turkey.
And it's Thanksgiving almost.
Yeah, no turkeys.
I love Thanksgiving. It's
This is going to be a weird one for us. Both the kids are going to be out of the area.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is our first solo.
We're headed over to Willow Creek to my mom's house.
Oh, another big gathering. Yep. Yeah. Okay, yep. Well, drive safe.
Thank you,
Have
sir.
Fun. Bloat yourself to the point of saturation.
I will, till the point where I fall asleep. That's
there you
how
go.
I know.
Yeah. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more talk shop. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon.